T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Valentine's Day yesterday, and we want to bring up something we were told about Valentine's Day, about when you have kids.
I think it's troubling.
How it changes.
I think it's very troubling.
Oh, you think it's troubling?
But yeah, I do.
First, I want to acknowledge that this is the norm, because I still don't know if this is the norm.
I don't think it's the norm.
You don't think so?
I don't think it is. My parents have been married for 30 years, and they still acknowledge Valentine's Day with one another.
Okay. The question we have for you is, when you have kids, does Valentine's Day then become all about them?
I'm sure it does.
Instead of your significant other.
I'm sure it does for a lot of people, but I don't think it should. I think that this is part of why the divorce rate is what it is. I mean, seriously, and I'm not talking about like anything crazy. I mean, you know, you and St. Courtney, this was your last Valentine's Day before you have a kid.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, I want to know if this is my future.
No, but like, so you still had the time to go get a massage and like do all the things that you did.
Sure.
And have your little day. I understand that that changes when you have kids and you don't have the same amount of time, but you still should do something. Like my parents, you know, they still exchange a gift. And a card. They don't, you know, go out and do like a day together, but they do something.
No, I'm sure there's still some kind of exchange, but it's almost an afterthought. And we bring this up because one of our coworkers was telling us about no. It's all about the kids. Maybe I'll do a little something, but probably not, because, you know, you got to focus on the kids because it's all about them.
And you got to focus on your marriage, or you're going to...
Arts and crafts, and you got to get them to pick out the cards and have them pick out the gift. And then it's almost like your gift is kind of given through them.
Here's why you should not focus entirely on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't focus on your relationship, your marriage, and you get divorced, that's going to hurt the kids a lot more than not making Valentine's Day entirely about the kids. So you're indirectly making it about the
you're
kids.
You're looking at the big picture
yeah,
here.
Yeah, zoom out.
The broad scope.
Zoom out, because if you don't work on your marriage, and if you're not acknowledging, if you're not like working on the relationship and making things special and, you know, honoring the relationship, then... Yeah, I mean, you know, but these things add up.
Here's the thing, Whitney, for you to say that as someone who doesn't have kids and isn't married, it's very easy to say.
No, I'm
harder
talking,
to
I'm
do.
I'm referencing my parents, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying
my parents
sure.
as well.
And I'm sure they put a lot of work into that to make that work. And they are able to. But there's also probably people out there who think about this. Think about, you know, we just had people call in who needed a redo for Valentine's Day. And
yes.
Think of Diane. I don't know if Diane has kids or not, but Diane told us how she literally worked from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m.
So it
that
doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day proper. I mean, you and St. Courtney.
Valentine's Day proper.
It doesn't. You and St. Courtney, your fiance, you celebrated last Saturday, and so it doesn't have to be on the actual day. But you should absolutely. Every couple should set aside some time to either, you know, go out to dinner, go have a spa day, go do whatever it is you enjoy. Maybe it's a hike. I don't know. Whatever it is you enjoy, but go do something for your relationship
again.
I don't think it's what?
Easier to say than do. For some people, it's hard to get a babysitter. For some people, it's hard to, maybe they don't have family in town. If you don't have family in town, it's very, very difficult to get someone to come and help out.
Yeah, but there's a way. There's a way that you can spend time together. Maybe it's not even leaving the house. I don't know. But there's a way you can spend time together or you know, exchange some kind of a meaningful gift so that just even the thought is there.
And parents, jump in on this too, by the way. 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. So far, seeing a lot of texts that saying, yeah, all about the kids. V-Day becomes all about the kids. I know the poll is up also on our Facebook page.
Yeah, the poll.
That one's leaning a little more towards celebrate with your significant other. Okay, so I'm curious what you think about this, Whitney.
Yes.
If you had to pick one or the other, one to make a priority, you can celebrate with both kids and your significant other, but if you had to pick one, who are you going to kind of give more of your time to?
My significant other.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Because Valentine's Day is, yes, it's a holiday about love and a lot of people celebrate with their families, but if you have to pick one or the other, it's more about romantic love. And again, you're indirectly preserving your relationship or your marriage, which will benefit your children if you stay together. Because again, these things add up. It might not be one Valentine's Day that, you know, make or break the marriage, but these things add up. And I think that if you're not focusing on your relationship and the relationship falls apart, then that ultimately hugely impacts your children.
Now, yes, I agree with what you're saying, but also—
So you have to nurture it. But you have to nurture it.
If I had to pick, and again, I'm just trying to envision what my life is going to be like, you know, a year from now.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of my life when I have a kid. Yes, I think it is important that you do need to donate some time. You need to do something for your significant other and you know, work on your relationship, because if you do make it all about your kid, that can lead to marital troubles.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick between who you're going to donate more time to, I think probably more with the kids, right?
I know. Valentine's Day is not... The priority for Valentine's Day, if you have a significant other, it should be your significant other, because it's, you know, this isn't a holiday about your kids. This isn't, I mean, like, they do their stuff at school. They make the Valentines and, mm-hmm. and everything. And, you know, so they have, like, their friends and stuff like that. I don't think that, you know, you can do something for them, get them a card, but.
But that's the thing, is for kids, they need help with that stuff. Like, they'll do things at school, sure, but if you want to go pick out a card, well, guess what? You're bringing them. You want to get a gift for mom or dad? Well, guess what? You know,
you have weeks to do that. Like, my mom and I remember, it was usually my mom and I, would go get the Valentines for the class exchange when I was in elementary school. You know, you have weeks leading up to Valentine's Day to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be. I'm saying at some point before, on, or after Valentine's Day, you need to do something with your significant other.
Do something.
It shouldn't
a little
be
something.
No.
I just don't think
not
it's...
Not an afterthought.
I don't think it's realistic for a lot of people. I don't. Getting a lot of texts in this, by the way. Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. This is actually kind of a good point. If you're depending on one day to make or break your marriage, then there's more issues at hand.
Well,
it's kind of true.
It's not one day. These things add up. This text: I agree with Whitney. Your relationship should always be put first. Without it, you're not a family, and your family could fall apart.
This one: some experts say that once you have kids, you're not supposed to change your life at all and make it all about your kids. Valentine's Day is about your significant other. I think that's impossible to do.
It is not impossible.
No. It's impossible to not have, to have the same life you did before kids after having kids in every single aspect of it.
Hmm.
We have some parents on hold right now. They wanted to jump in on this. 222-9800. Danielle, you want to jump in on our Valentine's Day discussion? We were told by a coworker who is married and has kids that Valentine's Day for them is all about the kids.
Yeah. So I agree with Whitney on this one. You definitely have to make time for your significant other. I have a almost 2-year-old. Right now, I am a single mom, so my Valentine's Day was about him. But previously, it was all about my significant other.
Really? More so than the kids? So did that like play a part at all? I guess you only have a 2-year-old, so it wasn't like they were at the age where you could take them out and look for gifts and that kind of thing and do arts and crafts, but...
They were. I mean, I always get him little things on Valentine's Day, so he would get, like, a stuffed animal or whatever, but it would mainly be about my significant other.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting perspective.
For sure.
All right, well, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie from Rochester, you want to jump in on this Valentine's Day discussion. Should it be more about your kids or more about your relationship?
Okay. Take it from a kid who actually went through a relationship that was all about the kids.
Okay.
It should be about the significant other.
Really?
I have a wonderful fiance who I'm in love with, and he went to the ends of the earth to make it romantic for me yesterday, and I did absolutely nothing.
Nope.
Oh.
I feel horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, if anything, you should show your kids how to love your significant other.
That I agree. And my parents have always done that, and I think that that is part of the reason why it's been 30 years and counting that they've been married.
And again, I'm not saying you're wrong, Whitney. I do agree that you certainly need to work on your relationship and having a healthy relationship.
Prioritize it on Valentine's Day, though.
I'm just saying that I think for some, that's more difficult than it is for others.
It is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy.
If you have a support system around you and then you can get grandma to come babysit on Valentine's Day so you can go out and have a date night, absolutely. But I don't think everyone has that luxury. And that's kind of just the point I'm bringing up.
Well, Corey, as a future father, I want you to follow in Whitney's parents' footsteps and not my parents' footsteps.
In more ways than one.
No, because then your child, whether it be male or female, and love, whether it be love another male or another female, or the opposite sex, they will be able to show their significant other by action how much they love them.
Interesting.
Oh, I love that.
It's all about love.
Point of view.
Love and love.
So, I needed to say that because yesterday I seriously broke down in tears after she made this beautiful meal.
Oh.
Set everything up for me and surprised me, and I'm like, I feel like an asshat.
Well, you know what? You can make it up to him this weekend, right? You
or
can
today.
Do something special.
Or tomorrow. Yeah. Or as all the anti-Valentine's Day people are pointing out in the text line, you can do it on any day because it's 365, 24/7.
Well, I just don't want her to feel like it's a guilt thing after the fact.
Sure,
you know?
That's fair. That's fair. Well, thank you for sharing your story this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're awesome, you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks. Love you.
So basically what we're learning here is this person we work with lied to us.
Yeah, basically. I think he's just lazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.